Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to We Uplift Radio. We are here to support and uplift, to encourage and empower you. We Uplift Radio is brought to you by the Whispering Energy Collaboration. And if you want to take your business to the next level, but you want to do it in an atmosphere of integrity and cooperation, I hope you'll stop by whisperingenergy.com. It's just a great group of people. My name is Aricia LaFrance, and I'm a psychological marketing strategist, and I specialize in helping creative entrepreneurs grow their business quickly and as the artisans they are. So to learn more about what I do, visit AriciaLaFrance.com. And today I am joined with Suzanne Peach, and she is just a great healer and helper. She does work with EFT, and I think this is going to be really an interesting hour. In the show description that you'll see instructions there. It's got a little bit of a link, and you can tap on that, pun intended, and you can get a chart that will help you to do the tapping along with us that we're going to do today. So, Suzanne, welcome. I'm so happy to have you here with me.
Thanks, Aricia. I'm excited to be here with you. This will be fun.
Yeah, I think so. So tell us a little bit, I mean, for people who just have no idea what EFT is, can you tell us a little bit about it?
Yes, sure. EFT stands for Emotional Freedom Techniques, and it's a modality where it's a combination of tapping with your fingertips on specific points on your body, which are the beginning or end points of meridians, which to some people that doesn't mean anything. It's the same points that acupuncturists use to put needles in, but thankfully we're not using needles. And while we're tapping on these points, we are using specific language, which comes from neuro-linguistic programming. And it's the combination of the two that clears out blocks within our energy system faster than anything I've seen, which is why I was drawn to this. It's just amazing how you can use this on everything, anything and everything in your life.
Mm-hmm. And what would be some specific situations if, if I was looking at this EFT stuff looks really interesting to me, but I'm not sure when to use it. When would be the best times for people to use it?
The best time is really any time and every time. It can be used when you are getting ready to make a presentation to a new client. Perhaps you're a little nervous or anxious. You can use it right before you get on the phone. You can use it after you get off the phone if you're angry at yourself because you forgot some things. You can use it to help you overcome anger, sadness. It can be there's actually a shortcut way that you can use it while you're in a meeting, and it's not conspicuous, so it kind of calms you down so that your emotions don't necessarily get the best of you. Instead, your message comes through. There are so many applications. Try it on everything. We've used it on, we talked about for business. We've used it on people to help them lose weight, to help them overcome fears. Let's say you really want to grow your business, but you're so afraid that you may get too much business, which, believe it or not, that's what stops people from increasing their business, as you know. They get overwhelmed. It can help you overcome fears of talking to people, fears of even learning new technology, like social media. It's really exciting.
Yeah, I mean, I think that it's, and I've used it with you, I think that it's absolutely amazing stuff because it's, we think that fears, we have to do like a bunch of psychoanalysis and we need to take a bunch of time to work on overcoming it and dig out all these old emotional scars and understand the why and, you know, make it this big thing. And with EFT, you don't have to do any of that. And I don't know how it works. I think it's pretty amazing that just in doing this, those fears are calmed, the beliefs released, and all of that. I mean, do we really understand the science behind it? It just seems kind of magical to me because it is amazing how well it works.
Well, it is magical, but there is a science to it. And the science is that we have these meridians in our bodies, these meridians that are considered thousands of years old. In other words, they were discovered thousands of years ago by the Chinese, and that's what the acupuncturists use. And these meridians in our body are like rivers of energy. And you have different meridians that apply to a different emotion. And what happens in our life is we will have an emotional upset. Something will happen to us, either physically or emotionally, or, you know, we get picked last for the playground teams. And there's a block that occurs within one of those rivers of energy or meridians. So what happens by tapping on these points, and we tap on all of the major meridians and the two governing vessels for those that are in the know, so that we tap on all of the emotional options. And by tapping, gently tapping and using specific language, we are targeting that block and clearing it out, which is really fascinating. And you know, I come from a very left-brained world, and when I first heard about this, I thought, oh, this is woo-woo. I can't believe this works. But I heard about this from Cheryl Richardson, and I really respect her, and so I thought, oh, I'll try it out. And, you know, I tried it, and it was fun, but then I got into an accident, and I wasn't healing, and I used it on myself then because I realized I was really angry about the accident, and I started getting better once I released my emotions. So it's pretty unique. It's very different, and what I love about it is you can use it on senior citizens, which I've done on some seniors who had dementia, and to help calm them down so they didn't need medications. You can use it on children. You can use it on animals. And you think about it, if you use it on kids, wouldn't it be great if before the first day of school, every child could have this tapping where they could release their fears and go into school more confidently? You know, I believe that would help with the bullies also. I think the bullies wouldn't bully quite as much if they had this technique to help them out. So there's actually quite a bit more science to it, but we won't get into it now. You know, we will take some time today to actually do a demonstration so everybody gets to try it, which is really fun.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea, and I think that you bring up a good point. There's so many implications to this that it's almost impossible to explore all of them, and I think mm-hmm. that when we're in that place of being afraid, I know this is true for me, when I'm freaked out about something, that fear seems so enormous. I mean, it seems like it's completely insurmountable, and when somebody says to me, you know what, you can just do this, and it will be gone, I'm like, no, there's no way that would work. But with EFT, you do it, and what winds up happening, I think, is that, to say what one of my friends says, is that fear is really just like a two-year-old with this scary mask on that's going, boo. And EFT allows you to see that and allows you to look at it and go, well, that's, you know, this is something I can deal with. You know, all I need to do is just kind of, you know, reassure myself and say, you know what, it's okay. This is safe to go into, and it puts you back into that position where you can do a lot of things that you would love to do, but the fear has kept you from doing it.
Oh, you hit the nail on the head. What's happening is so many of us have been controlled by our emotions, and so you know, we get frozen in our journeys, and we don't do anything, and instead, what EFT does is it clears those out, you're right, and it allows us to go on. But what I love about it is it doesn't take as long as traditional therapy, And it's not exposure therapy necessarily either. So what that means is we don't have to go back and explore everything that ever happened to you in your life and clear it all out. No, instead, we just work on a few things and the rest collapses. Or what else is brilliant is for those soldiers coming back from Iraq and Afghanistan that have PTSD, we can use EFT on them without having them relive what they went through, and you can still clear out the PTSD. So, and that's an extreme example, but, you know, who doesn't get overwhelmed? Who doesn't have issues? You know, you come into a situation, perhaps you work with somebody you're not excited about, or there's a family member that upset you. You know, we've all had this happen to us, and sometimes we are so emotionally engaged that we can't think clearly, and our triggers come up. And instead, if you use EFT, if you do some of this tapping, you can get to a point where, you know, it's not a big deal. It doesn't mean you're going to be run over by people. What it means is you can think clearly in a situation, you know, getting the hyped up emotions out of the way. So it's really remarkable.
Yeah, I think that's the trick. And, you know, I don't think that we can possibly overstate the importance of kind of getting those emotions in check, because and those belief systems, like you said, when people are thinking about their careers and their businesses and they're sabotaging themselves, you know, I got to put a plug in for the Chamber of Commerce. I'm going to be speaking at the Bling event today for women. And I think that's Lafayette. It's the Dove Center on 287. So if people live out this way and you're a woman and you want to stop by, that's between 2 and 6. But I'm going to be talking about procrastination. And we think of these things like procrastination or like, oh, I have some anxiety about this or that, or a fear of getting, you know, my business growing too fast and kind of being overwhelmed. And we kind of toss it aside like, well, you know, it's not a big deal. Everybody deals with this stuff, and it's kind of a mild annoyance. But it keeps us from realizing really, you know, our dreams, where it is that we want to go and the things that we want to do. So EFT, I think, is just really, really an important thing.
Yeah, and you know, let's talk about that a minute, because so many of us have dreams and goals. And we may not be where we want to be, and it's good to sit down and look at what is it that's holding us back. And your classes, Aricia, are top of your field. You really know how to to hone in on what the issues are. Like your one on procrastination, one thing that you said in your little blurb just struck me, you know, that some people procrastinate because they are perfectionists, and so they don't want to do it because they're afraid it won't be exactly perfect, you know. Well, that struck home with me, and I remembered when I first got my website up years ago, I thought, oh, my gosh, I want it to look great, but I couldn't afford, you know, several thousand dollars, so I was doing it myself, and I kept putting it off because it wasn't going to be perfect. And then I thought, you know what? Let me just tap on it. So I tapped on myself about, you know, even though I'm worried that my website won't be the perfect website, it's more important that I get my information out there rather than worry about the color schemes, et cetera. You know, and this is a way that EFT can help you overcome these things so you can move forward. And I'll tell you, I believe EFT should be used by everybody. And it's not necessarily to replace what it is you're using right now, what your modality is, what you're teaching, whether it's, whether you're a life coach or a hypnotherapist or whatever. I believe it works beautifully in conjunction with the tools that you're using right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so in talking to business people who are listening today, And we can figure out what we want to do for the tapping experiment, but it would be a great idea for you to sit down and figure out, okay, what is it that's holding me back? Am I afraid of being overwhelmed? Am I afraid of being seen in public? That's something I helped one of my clients with who she was terrified once she got her website and her brochure done, she knew that she would be up for criticism. You know, people would critique her and her work, and she was worried about that, so it was easier for her to stay in her shell and stay home. So we worked on this slowly. I think it took 2 or 3 sessions, and, I mean, that's, you know, slow. That could be considered slow. But we got her to the point where she was more confident, because she was confident in her abilities, but it's a scary step when you are finally getting your website out there or your brochures or you're going out on a new venture. And she was able to overcome all of these, and she has a great business now. She's doing really, really well.
Well, it's amazing to me when those blocks move. Now, I had a block move for myself, and it wasn't I didn't use EFT for this particular thing, but I just want to share this story because I think it speaks to what a huge difference something like EFT can use. And like you said, you can use it with any other modality that you want. It's not like, well, I use NLP, so I don't need that. You can use it in combination with anything that you're doing. And I also want to say, too, that Suzanne is somebody she teaches EFT. So it's not just that she does this and she does it with people and with animals. She's also an instructor in this. So she's, you know, she's really kind of an expert in her field. So if you're looking for somebody to do it, Suzanne is your person. Oh, and I wanted to ask you about that. Do you do long distance?
Absolutely. I've got clients actually not just in the U.S., but in Europe and South Africa, Australia. So this works over the phone as well or over Skype, either or. And, you know, let me just throw something in there before you talk about how you overcame one of your blocks is this is something else I loved about EFT is you can learn how to do it on yourself. So you can do it on yourself anytime, anywhere. And I love that about it because there are times where I don't want to rely on somebody else, and I certainly don't want to pay somebody all the time to help me get through a situation. There are many times where I do turn to experts to help me, but there are many times where I'd like to do it myself. And that's something else I loved about the tapping is that you could just learn to do it on yourself and do it on your friends and your family, too, which is a brilliant use.
Oh, exactly. Well, and I'll share, you know, just this little story because it really speaks to, and I'm sure that people have had this in their life, but I want people to just kind of relate back to a time when something like this happened to them because I think most people have had something like this. And my block was around money. It was around being paid for what I did. I felt like what I do has a great deal of value. I wasn't concerned about that. I wasn't concerned about not being good at what I do. But I had some hang-ups about, you know, people who are making a lot of money, you know, maybe they're not not good people, I think was kind of the thought that I had. And I have no idea where it came from, and it doesn't even matter. But it was just sort of a weird thing. And I wasn't even aware that I had that thought until I went up to a retreat with Sylvia Peltz-Larsen, who teaches acutonics here in Boulder. And she was talking about how a lot of helpers and healers have hang-ups around money. And we have this belief that it's really noble to help the poor, but it's not noble to help people who have money. You know, they don't need any help. They don't need any services. And it was such a silly thing when we started talking about it and I started connecting with that. Gosh, the beliefs that I have, once they're exposed to light, they're kind of silly, really. I mean, you know, in terms of logic, it doesn't make a lot of common sense. So she went through and did this meditation with us, and she said something. She said something about, you know, people who are responsible stewards with money. And she said, you know, you people are helpers and healers. You're not going to be using money to, you know, to do anything bad or wrong. You're going to probably just invest more in your business so that you can keep helping more and more people. And so there's nothing wrong with that. And it's fine to let the money flow in. And it was amazing to me because after I attended this, something in my brain just shifted immediately. It wasn't something that took weeks or months or anything like that. It was just like, boom, it shifted. And then the way that I was dealing with people and the way I was talking with potential clients and things like that, I was much more able to really get behind the idea of accepting money for what I was doing and being okay with that. And I started hiring, you know, coaches and things like that that could really help me to sell what I'm doing. I still have problems with that word sell. But, you know, and EFT can do that with people. I mean, it can really help people to, in that moment, move it. And I wanted to tell that story because I think that a lot of people have had that experience where somebody says one thing to you, and it's just, mm-hmm. boom, it shifts, and it changes your whole world. And that's, mm-hmm. like, that's how I feel like EFT is for people.
That's a brilliant example. And our story, rather. And you know, I want to say conversely, too, someone will say something to you like, oh, you're never going to earn very much. And it will change your whole world from that moment on until you clear it out.
Yeah.
You know, and that's one of the many money beliefs people have is, oh, I'll never earn enough, or I don't deserve to make a lot of money, or who do I think I am? And I know I'm
right.
triggering some people right now because those are very common. But those can be cleared out so easily, too, with the EFT. And that's, you know, whether you use another modality, like you listen to that woman and have the meditation, which is wonderful. However you get there is great. I'm just offering EFT as a way that's worked for me and for many others in helping to overcome these limiting beliefs that we have that stop us in our tracks. You know,
mm-hmm.
that keep us from being all that we can be. So, that's a biggie, the financial aspect, the abundance that, you know, we could talk for days and days about that and what the limiting beliefs are and how to clear them out. But the great news is that there are so many ways to clear them out, and it doesn't take you years and years. You know, there's a lot of hope and possibilities, and it doesn't matter what the economy, quote-unquote, is doing. It doesn't matter because I know a lot of people who are making quite a bit of money right now. So,
I was listening to something, and they were talking about, I'm trying to think of what it was. It might have been a lecture. I can't remember. Anyway, recently, and they were talking about, you know, we talk about how awful the economy is and how terrible it is and things like that, and what they were explaining is that it's really that there's been a shift. So it's not that there isn't any money anymore. It's that it has moved into a different industry, just like in the industrial age when people were coming off of the farms and going into the factory, and people were like, gosh, you know, all of the farms are dying. And that was a tragedy, but it wasn't that there was nothing else out there. It was just that within that world of farming, people felt like their world was coming to an end, like the whole world was coming to an end, and really it was a shift to something different, to the industrial age. And I think that we're moving away from the industrial age into the technological age now, and so the money is still there, it's just that it has moved into a different industry, and so it's you know, here's the career coach in me coming out, it's really about taking those skills that you have and moving them to another area where there is that abundance, because it's still there. It's just a matter of plugging into it.
Absolutely. And along those lines, too, is there are opportunities, but people get terrified in switching industries. You know, they think, what do I know about technology when I was in automotive for so long, you know? And yet overcoming your beliefs allows you to transition easier with tools like tapping and other tools. And, you know, we all know people who just decide to open up a business and do something and they have no experience, but they have this crazy confidence that they can do it because they don't buy into the comments that people have made to them, like, what are you thinking about opening up a restaurant right now? You know, and they're not buying into that. Instead, they have this confidence that just propels them forward. And that's what I like about the EFT, is that you can release these old comments and even ignore what people are saying, and it gives you the confidence to get out there and do something. And I'm not saying that, you know, you should necessarily go out and start. Well, I'm not going to say anything. I'm not going to limit anyone right now. I'll let that go.
Good. Well, and one of the things that I wanted you to talk about too is holiday stress. And then I want to get to some tapping, but I wanted you to talk a little bit about how EFT can help us. And I also probably added into that how EFT can help us in the situations with fears and catastrophizing that we're doing around the economy and how it can help us through the holidays that can be kind of stressful for people.
Right. So, and we could actually pick those apart and work on each of those for a couple hours, but I want to give as much information and as much help to everybody today as possible. I know we have so much to talk about and so little time.
I know.
Excuse me. Let me just grab some water here.
Okay.
So,
all right.
So, you know, I thought this would be great to talk about the holidays right now because we just, here in the States, we just had Halloween, then Thanksgiving is coming up, and then Christmas, Hanukkah, all sorts of wonderful holidays. This is the most stressful time of the year for people as well, generally for most people. And, you know, I learned a few years ago that I was driving myself crazy, as do so many other people, in trying to make it absolutely perfect. You know, we have to have the perfect meal on Thanksgiving or else we feel like it's not Thanksgiving. You know, around the holidays in December, we have this need to please everybody and to try and replicate what we knew growing up. And we get so stressed out by everything that's going on and, you know, purchasing gifts for others and perhaps not being in our budget yet, we feel like that would make them happy, that we end up so stressed ourselves. We don't enjoy the holidays. Many times we overeat. You know, so it can be a miserable time of the year when instead it should be a wonderful, magical, family-oriented or not family-oriented, however you want it to be, a great time of the year, but instead it's turned into such a, it's like a hyped up, I just want to say hyped up, sugared up, time of the year. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And what I found is, like for me, I wanted everything to be the way it was when I was growing up with certain holidays. And coming from a German family, we celebrated Christmas on Christmas Eve. And my husband, his family celebrates Christmas on Christmas Day. Well, that didn't make me happy because Christmas Day for me also happens to be my birthday. So, you know, it was really stressful when I thought about getting married and we're going to have to change our tradition, and I didn't like that at all. And it's over time that I've learned to relax a bit and create new traditions. But I was terrified of letting go of these images of these expectations as to what exactly should be happening and what I should be doing and how I should make 20 different cookies or else I'm a failure. You know, and so these are something I wanted to address today, and we could do some tapping on this, give everybody a little sample,
mm-hmm.
if you're up for that.
Yeah, so, and I think that you mentioned something really, really important that I want to emphasize with people, too, is that holidays, birthdays, any kind of celebrations and things like that, we tend to think about, well, how was it growing up, and that's the right way to do it, and so then that's how we have to do it. And if we don't do it absolutely perfectly, then we're a failure.
Mm-hmm.
And I think one of the things that we've come to in our family is really sitting down and talking with the kids and anybody else who's going to be over and just saying, what does this holiday mean for you, or what do you want it to mean for you? And you may do Christmas with no presents whatsoever. You may do Christmas where you know, like the Christmas story where they go out and they have Chinese food on Christmas. You
mm-hmm.
might do it with, you know, you might fill your house with lilies instead of having a Christmas tree. It doesn't matter. It's whatever it means to you, and you can make it whatever you want it to be. So I think that that's a very, very good point. I know that... just an idea for people. We live in a fairly small house by choice because it's easier to clean, it's less maintenance, you know, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It just works for us. But that means we don't want to fill it with a bunch of stuff. So what we have done is on our kids' birthdays, instead of buying them a bunch of things, we sat down and we talked with them about, you know, what would you like to do on your birthday? And we came up with the idea of taking a trip. So every time my kids have a birthday, they get to decide some place that they would like to go. And they're older now, so sometimes they'll take those trips by themselves. But, you know, we take a little trip that's a couple of hours away. We might go skiing. We might go horseback riding or whatever. And then we might give them something small that's kind of a consumable gift, like their favorite food or something like that. But, you know, just instead of filling your house with stuff, if you have a small house or you don't want to have a lot of stuff around, that's, you know, that's one of the ideas that you might do. It can be anything that you want it to be, and that's true with the holidays as well.
Oh, that's beautiful. I love that idea. I love that. And what you're doing is you're creating a new tradition. In fact, it changes every year, too, based on what they want. But you're focusing on what's really important, and that's the relationships and just being rather than doing and having, you know.
Right.
And that's the thing, too, is a lot of people can't necessarily be with their families, or either they can't or they don't want to or whatever. And so it's finding new ways of celebrating the holidays so that you don't feel like you're missing out on something. Instead, you're creating something new. It can be equally as satisfying. It really can. And here's what I want to say that's really important right now. If some of you out there are saying, no, it's really not the same as going home to mom and dad's or grandma and grandpa's. And I understand that. But let me tell you, something happens when you start tapping. Those of you that are arguing right now or may believe that this isn't possible, to change your mindset because your left brain is saying, oh, you know, I'm used to one way and I'm never going to change that, I'm never going to let it go. Something really interesting happens when you start tapping, whereas your left brain lets go of things and possibilities come in that you didn't think were possible. Possible ideas, possible solutions, possible resources. I mean, the ideas that have come up while I've tapped on how to do things and how to overcome things sit there and just blow me away, and I'm just so grateful for this tool. So that's really important that I want to stress that. If any of you are doubters about how to change things and how to, create new traditions.
Right.
You know?
Exactly. Yeah.
So do you want to jump in and do some tapping? Because I want to make sure we get a couple of rounds in for people.
I do. I was actually going to just ask you about that because I think that's going to be so cool.
Great, great. Okay, so for those of you that are not familiar with EFT, let me just remind you, go to a link on my website so you can look at the tapping points. And my website is SusannePeach.com, and it's S-U-S-A-N-N-E, Peach, P-E-A-C-H.com. And then to look at the chart with the tapping points, it's SusannePeach.com/tapping, T-A-P-P-I-N-G, points, .html. And I don't know if I gave you that .html, Aricia, when I sent you the link, but regardless, I'm telling people now. So if you're not familiar with EFT, just look at this chart, have it up in front of you, and I'm going to take you through it. You can use either hand, your right or your left, it doesn't matter. You're going to do gentle tapping on the points. I'm going to take you right through it, so don't worry about what point you're on. I'm going to tell you where to be. But the points quickly are the karate chop, which is the side of the hand. You just gently tap on the side of the hand. Then there's a point top of the head. Just go to the top of the head. Eyebrow, which is on the inside of your eyebrow. Side of eye, which is on the outside of the eye. Under the eye. Under the nose. On the chin, just right on the chin in between your lips and the bottom of your chin. Then a collarbone point, which is about an inch under your collarbone an inch in from the center and an inch under. So if you use all of your fingers when you're tapping there, you'll hit it. And then under the arm is, for women, it's right where your bra strap is. And for men, or if you're not wearing a bra, it's about 4 inches under the armpit. So let's pick a subject that we can help everybody with. And what's important is Arisia is going to be tapping along and repeating after me. So those of you listening, please do the same. You're tapping along and you're repeating after me. And so let's just work with Arisia. Something that you want to overcome with the holidays? Is there anything, Arisia, or do you want me to just pick something?
That is a really, really good question, because we've set up the holidays to be really, really stress-free. So I'm actually really, really lucky that I'm not very stressed out about that. I'm trying to think if there's, you know what, I've worked with you so much that it's like there's very little I can think of that I'm stressed out about.
I love that. Okay,
isn't
we're
that
done.
Great? Yeah.
All right. Well, you know what?
Yeah, oh. I wanted to just say too that one of the things for people that are listening is that you can create your life so that you don't have a bunch of stress stuff. I know people always talk about going outside of the box. You have to go outside of your comfort zone. You have to. And I just don't believe that. I mean, I think it's good to challenge yourself within your comfort zone, but I just have to throw that out there, that I think that EFT is great to help you with some of those things that you really, really want to do, and that you're feeling like, gosh, there's something, just some little snag that's holding me back. But I also want people to know that you don't have to create your life in a way that's really, really stressful. So, yeah, Suzanne, mm-hmm. I'll have you just come up with something, because...
Okay. Oh, yeah. Well, here's what I'm going to do is work. I can come up with lots of stuff, because I have clients that I work with, and you know, I know a lot of the things that people come to me for. So let's do this. I want everybody to think about their holidays coming up. And as you think about the holidays, think about everything you have to do, all of the cards you have to write, the gifts if you buy presents, the family members you have to see that perhaps you're not excited about seeing, the places you have to go to, the parties, the decorating you have to do, and all the food that you might overeat. So by now, for many people, I can feel this already. Some people are already starting to feel overwhelmed by this, okay? So here's what we're going to do is I want you, everybody out there listening, to think about how overwhelmed you feel on a scale of 0 to 10 about the upcoming holidays. And 10 being absolutely overwhelmed, you can feel it, the tightening in your chest. 0 is not at all. And I want you to write that number down, and it's important to write it down. So just pick a number. And if you don't feel overwhelmed at all, then I want you to think about something that's coming up in the future that does overwhelm you. And if you're totally fine with the holidays, then pick something else. Perhaps it's a new business venture. All right, so let's get started, because we don't have as much time as I would like, but that's okay. We have plenty of time to do this. So here's what we're going to do is I'm going to start tapping, and I'll tell you where we are, and everybody can tap along and just repeat after me. So start tapping on your karate chop. Once again, you can use either hand, and you just tap on that while we say this. So repeat after me, Arisia, and everybody will be repeating out loud after me, so you'll be talking along with Arisia. Even though I feel so overwhelmed.
Even though I feel so overwhelmed.
About the upcoming holidays.
About the upcoming holidays.
It's only 3 weeks to Thanksgiving.
It's only 3 weeks until Thanksgiving.
And about 7 weeks until Christmas.
And about 7 weeks until Christmas.
And I have so much to do.
And I have so much to do.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
Even though I put so many expectations.
Even though I put so many expectations
on myself,
about
how things have to be, that they have to be perfect, They have to be the way they were.
They have to be the way they were.
When I was growing up.
When I was growing up.
Or it's just not the same.
Or it's just not the same.
I choose to love and accept myself anyway.
I choose to love and accept myself anyway.
Even though I am feeling so overwhelmed.
Even though I am feeling so overwhelmed.
By what I have to face this year.
By what I have to face this year.
Maybe I don't have as much money for gifts.
Maybe I don't have as much money for gifts.
Or I can't see all of my family members.
Or I can't see all of my family members.
Or things are just different this year.
Or things are just different this year.
I choose to accept this.
I choose to accept this.
And I am open to the possibility.
And I'm open to the possibility.
That I can create some new traditions.
That I can create some new traditions.
Okay, now everybody tap on the top of your head while repeating once again. I'm so overwhelmed.
I'm so overwhelmed.
Thinking about the upcoming holidays.
Thinking about the upcoming holidays.
Now tap on the eyebrow point. You would be too.
You would be too.
If you had my family.
If you had my family.
Side of the eye. I am so overwhelmed.
I am so overwhelmed.
Because it's just not going to be the same.
Because it's just not going to be the same.
Under the eye. I have so much I want to do.
I have so much I want to do.
But I can't afford everything this year.
But I can't afford everything this year.
Under the nose. It won't be the same.
It won't be the same.
As it was when I was growing up.
As it was when I was growing up.
Chin. And that makes me really sad.
And that makes me really sad.
Because I loved our family traditions.
Because I loved our family traditions.
Okay, collarbone point. I wish things could be the same.
I wish things could be the same.
And that it could be easy going.
And that it could be easy going.
But I have so much to do.
But I have so much to do.
Under the arm. And it always falls on me.
And it always falls on me.
To take care of everything.
To take care of everything.
The shopping and the cooking.
The shopping and the cooking.
And the parties.
And the parties.
And making everything right.
And making everything right.
It's so much pressure.
It's so much pressure.
Top of the head. But it doesn't have to be this way.
But it doesn't have to be this way.
Because I burn myself out.
Because I burn myself out.
Trying to make everybody else happy.
Trying to make everybody else happy.
Eyebrow point. And trying to make this a picture-perfect holiday.
And trying to make this a picture-perfect holiday.
I just burn myself out.
I just burn myself out.
And that makes it unpleasant for everyone else.
And that makes it unpleasant for everybody else.
Side of the eye. So what if I could find a different way of being?
So what if I could find a different way of being?
What if I could relax and let go of the need to do everything?
What if I could relax and let go of the need to do everything?
Under the eye. Does that mean the world is going to end?
Does that mean the world is going to end?
Absolutely not.
Absolutely not.
What if I could just relax into some new ways of celebrating?
What if I could just relax into some new ways of celebrating?
Under the nose. I choose to feel calm and relaxed instead.
I choose to feel calm and relaxed instead.
It feels amazing to be present for a change.
It feels amazing to be present for a change.
Chin, I love being present for myself and my family.
I love being present for myself and my family.
What a great present to give to them.
What a great present to give to them.
Collarbone, I'm letting go of these old expectations.
I'm letting go of these old expectations.
Because I'd rather be relaxed and have fewer cookies.
Because I'd rather be relaxed and have fewer cookies.
Under the arm, knowing that everybody will be happier too.
Knowing that everybody will be happier too.
I'm excited about these possibilities.
I'm excited about these possibilities.
Okay, take a deep breath. And what's important is while you're tapping, either with me or with any of the numerous free tapping scripts you can find online, or just tapping by yourself, is to stay tuned into what's coming up. Oftentimes while you're tapping, like for those that were tapping along today, maybe a memory came up. Maybe it was an uncomfortable memory, and perhaps you feel worse than when you started. That's a really, really good thing, actually, because what we're doing is we are peeling the layers of an onion. We're starting with something generic about being overwhelmed, and perhaps you remembered a memory of a Christmas where you were forgotten, you know, or you didn't get a phone call from your parents or something like that, and now you feel even worse remembering that. So what you would want to do next is to tap specifically on the memories that are coming up, if they are unpleasant or uncomfortable. Does that make sense, Mauricio?
It totally makes sense. And you know me, because every time that Suzanne and I do tapping together, you guys could probably hear it, I yawn like crazy when I do EFT. It's just like it's like I'm reprogramming or something, but I am just yawning the whole time that I'm doing it.
Oh, good. I thought I was boring you.
No, not at all. But I think it's like releasing stuff and like oxygenating, and you know, I mean, I think it's a really good thing. It doesn't feel bad, but I think that you've noticed that when we do EFT together that I'm very yawny.
Yeah, and that actually happens with a lot of people. It is a way of releasing things within your system, and that's why I like tapping on all of the points, because what we could do is we could pick one specific point that relates to whatever the emotion is that we're working on. However, by tapping on all of the points, you are clearing out more things than just the items that you are talking about. And, yeah, so yawning is energy being released, and it's a really, really good sign, and that's exciting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
So at this point, what we would do is I would say, okay, you know, did anything come up, Aricia or whoever, you know, is we're working with, and anything that came up that feels negative or has more of a charge, and then we would continue tapping on that. And just to take our audience further, which one of those do you feel we should go? Which one of those paths felt really good to go down, Aricia, if you want to do a little more tapping, or do you not want to?
No, that's fine. Actually, the path that felt really good for me, I kind of related it to work, because at this point each year, I'm going into a time of introspection, and I'm starting to think about what are the things that I want to eliminate and what are the things that I want to augment. And it can feel a little overwhelming because I'm really looking at the big picture instead of being in the day-to-day. So that's where I felt overwhelmed, was just thinking about all of the different things that I do. I serve on a number of boards of directors, and I'm really heavily involved in a lot of different groups. So I looked at that and I thought, oh, you know, it's a little overwhelming to look at, to get out of the day-to-day and look at the whole forest. But then I felt very clear. I'm not sure where it came from exactly. I just felt that I will know very clearly which are the things to let go of and which are the things to embrace more fully. And it felt good.
Good. Okay, well, let's do that then, because this is going to help with people who do have this feeling of being overwhelmed about the holidays, as well as those of us in business who are overwhelmed by all that we have to do, and everybody that's overwhelmed by all that you have to do, because we lead busier lives, you know, whether you're a mother with kids and sports and whatever. So let's break it down, and let's see if we can help everybody out with that. So let's go to the karate chop. Even though I still feel overwhelmed.
Even though I still feel overwhelmed.
By all that I need to do.
By all that I need to do.
I'm going to write everything down on a piece of paper.
I'm going to write everything down on a piece of paper.
And break it down in manageable tasks.
And break it down into manageable tasks.
So it doesn't stay in my head.
So it doesn't stay in my head.
I choose to love and accept myself.
I choose to love and accept myself.
And all of my emotions.
And all of my emotions.
Even though I feel there's so much yet to do.
Even though I feel like there is so much yet to do.
I'm not sure where I should start.
I'm not sure where I should start.
Or I'm not sure I can do it all.
I'm not sure I can do it all.
I choose to let go of that feeling of being overwhelmed.
I choose to let go of that feeling of feeling overwhelmed.
And replace it with a feeling of being peaceful.
And replace it with a feeling of being peaceful.
We're still on the karate chop, even though it's hard for me to be peaceful.
Even though it's hard for me to be peaceful.
When I think about everything I need to do.
When I think about everything I need to do.
I choose to take my list.
I choose to take my list.
And tackle one or two subjects at a time.
And tackle one or two subjects at a time.
Making it manageable.
Making it manageable.
And keeping myself as a priority.
And keeping myself as a priority.
Because it's important for me to take care of me.
Because it's important for me to take care of me.
So that I can be there for my family, friends, and clients.
So that I can be there for my family, friends, and clients.
Good. Top of the head. I have so much to do.
I have so much to do.
How am I going to get it all done?
How am I going to get it all done?
Eyebrow, I know I need to cut back.
I know that I need to cut back.
But I'm afraid of disappointing people.
But I'm afraid of disappointing people.
Side of the eye, if I don't do everything.
If I don't do everything.
I will surely let somebody down.
I will surely let somebody down.
Under the eye. And that's what bothers me the most.
And that's what bothers me the most.
I want to be everything to everyone.
I want to be everything to everyone.
Under the nose. I don't want to let anyone down.
I don't want to let anyone down.
How will they function without me?
How will they function without me?
And my tremendous gifts.
And my tremendous gifts.
Chin, I'm so afraid they won't know what to do.
I'm so afraid they won't know what to do.
I'm afraid they'll be let down.
I'm afraid they'll be let down.
Collarbone, this really hurts me.
This really hurts me.
Because I've done so much for so many people.
Because I've done so much for so many people.
Under the arm, I don't want to let anyone down.
I don't want to let anyone down.
Because I'll feel like a failure.
because I'll feel like a failure.
Top of the head. I don't have to be a failure.
I don't have to be a failure.
If I'm doing what's best for me.
If I'm doing what's best for me.
Eyebrow. By changing my priorities.
By changing my priorities.
I will be more present for those that need me.
I will be more present for those that need me.
Side of the eye. I will be more present for myself.
I'll be more present for myself.
Under the eye. Letting go of some things that no longer serve me.
Letting go of some things that no longer serve me.
Won't be as difficult as I believe.
Won't be as difficult as I believe.
Under the nose. It's time for someone else to pick up the slack.
It's time for someone else to pick up the slack.
Chin. I am taking care of myself.
I'm taking care of myself.
Collarbone. So that I can be there for others.
So that I can be there for others.
Under the arm. And I'm letting go of some things.
And I'm letting go of some things
that are not necessary anymore.
That are not necessary anymore.
Okay, stay on the underarm just real quick. Like, I choose to move forward.
I choose to move forward.
With ease and grace.
With ease and grace.
Okay, good. Take a deep breath. Did that help you with your list at all when you think about what you need to cut back on?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I mean, it's whenever I do this, I get brainstorms and ideas about how to do things and how to get a lot more clear.
Good. Okay. Yeah, and that's the thing, too, is you actually want to continue tapping on, you know, about different things, who it is you're afraid of letting go or letting down, what it is you want to let go of because you've been doing it for a while, whether it's something in the holidays or in your business. And tap on each thing specifically until you don't feel a charge at all. And for those of you that started off and checked in about being overwhelmed for the holidays, check in now and see where the intensity level is on a scale of 0 to 10 and see if it's come down at all.
Mm-hmm.
See how you feel. Mm-hmm. So that's for those listening. Good.
Good. Well, and thank you for doing that with us. I really appreciate it. And I also wanted you to let people know what you can do for them and where they can find you.
Well, thank you. My website is SusannePeach.com, and it's SusannePeach.com. And I can work with people one-on-one. I can talk to groups. If you have a business or an organization, I'd be happy to talk to them and take everybody through some tapping, and we'd actually do more than we just did now. And also, I'll be teaching EFT in the next few months. So you can contact me through my website. Also, my animal website where I work with animals is AnimalEase, AnimalEase.com. So feel free to contact me, and I've got lots of great information on my website and lots of freebies, too, so good information there.
Wonderful. And, you know, I have to say, too, that we'll have to have you on again to talk about the animals. I just love that. I have a kind of a little bit of a neurotic cat who went through a lot of hard times before he came to our place. And Suzanne has done some work to help him be less stressed out. So I think it'd be great to have you on to talk about your work with animals another time.
Oh, thanks. I'd love that. And thanks to you. You gave me the aha moment of using EFT on animals. So I really owe a lot to you as well and your amazing coaching that helped me when we worked together. So, yeah, I'd love to. It's really a great gift for all animals.
Terrific. Absolutely. Yeah.
Good. Thank you.
Good. Well, you are welcome. And I will see you soon, Suzanne. And thanks to all of our listeners for being here, whether it's live or by recording. We just really appreciate having you here. And if you like this show and you want to hear more kind of similar topics from really, really excellent healers and helpers, please click on the little heart button that's by my name at the top of the page. That is a favorite button. And what that does is that allows us to get in touch with you once a week and let you know about upcoming shows. I also have a Facebook group called We Uplift Radio. And so if you're interested in keeping up with us, please meet us over there. So I want to thank everybody for being here today, and also thank you to Whispering Energy and to Trinity Demask, who provides the music for our show as we come in and as we go out. So everyone, I hope that you will do some work with EFT this week and move past any of the stresses, any of the feelings of overwhelm that you have. Go out to Suzanne's site and check that out to get some free tools. And until next week, dear ones, take care and go in peace.
See you.